AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. 9 people are dead, including the church pastor, when a young man walked into the Emmanuel AME Church in Charleston, South Carolina last night and opened fire on Pastor Kamlenta Pinckney, who was also a state senator, and 8 others during a prayer service. Mayor Joseph Riley.
The only reason someone could walk into church and shoot people praying is out of hate.
Police have released flyers of an image of a young white male suspect and his car, which were taken from a surveillance video. Community activist Christopher Kaysen.
People are scared to talk about the real issue, which is race.
Yeah.
That's what we duck around from. We don't want to talk about these issues, and they're here. They're in our community. People dislike other people simply by the color of their skin.
The attack comes 2 months after the fatal shooting of an unarmed black man, Walter Scott, by a white police officer in North Charleston. The officer is charged with murder. The shooting prompted state lawmakers to pass a bill helping all police agencies in the state get body cameras. Pinckney was a sponsor of that bill. The already soaked Midwest bracing for more rain and possible flooding from the remnants of Tropical Storm Bill. Forecasters say 3 to 8 inches of rain could fall from Oklahoma to Illinois by the end of the week. National Weather Service forecaster Bob Orovec.
Upwards to 10-plus inches has saturated the soil across a good part of eastern Texas and into Oklahoma. And any additional rainfall that does occur today is just going to cause additional flooding problems.
In his encyclical on global warming, Pope Francis says structurally perverse economic system of the rich exploiting the poor is turning the earth into an immense pile of filth. Vatican Communication Advisor Greg Burke.
The Pope wants people in wealthy countries to reflect on how they live. He's saying you can have a simpler lifestyle, that you don't have to consume so much, and that this is a good thing.
Francis is urging all people to understand the need to protect the earth. This is AP Radio News. About a month passed before the government revealed the massive hack of files at the Office of Personnel Management. Sandy Kozel has that timeline.
In providing a more detailed chronology of the break-in at the U.S. Office of Personnel Management, 2 people directly involved in the probe say the White House decided June 2nd to disclose it that week. But they say that was 4 weeks after hackers stole the personal information of millions associated with the federal government. A White House official not authorized to speak publicly about the break-in said the delay was needed to identify what information was exposed, how many people were affected, and to establish a process to notify affected employees. Sandy Kozel, Washington.
Serbia's prime minister says he's shocked by Hungary's plans to build a 13-foot fence along the border with his country to stop the flow of migrants. Aleksandar Vučić says walls and fences were not a solution to the crisis being seen as thousands of migrants try to get into the EU. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.